Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, thank you for being here. I'm going to start in a few minutes the Freedom Law School's weekly recording of our weekly Freedom Hour. I got more ammunition that I'm looking forward to put on for the topic tonight, which I think you really would like. You know, IRS is in deep trouble, folks. It really is. And what I want to do is I want you to be able to really see it for yourself. Because seeing this report, this information, pretty amazing thing. It's pretty amazing to see that this agency that we're all told is like a monster that we all should be afraid of is not really a monster at all. It's really more like a mouse nowadays. And they want you to believe that it's a very powerful gorilla, which is not. So the challenge sometimes with this stuff is that to find the information is always not easy hold on, let me see. There you go. I think I'm going to download the report because the government websites are not the easiest ones. I found it. I found it, guys. Yay. This is going to be pretty good stuff you guys are going to like. Okay. Yes, government websites are not very good. They're not very intelligent. They're not the most thorough. The most easy to understand. Here we go. Yeah, I found it. What's what I was looking for? Mm-hmm. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to get this stuff a little bit better organized for you guys so that it's going to be beautiful and easy for you guys. Yep. I think I got it. They're almost there. Yes. Now, how many of you are old enough to remember the Soviet Union, folks? You know? Yes. Soviet Union was a big empire. And what happened? What happened to the Soviet Union, folks? You remember? Any of you are old enough to remember? Well, I remember. I remember IRS. You know, none of us thought the Soviet Union would ever disappear. And and it did disappear. This nuclear empire, the largest country in the whole world by size, by far, a huge nuclear weapon country. It wasn't from the outside, from the inside that happened. All right. So, okay. I think we're almost there, guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now, of course, some of you who go back that have been at this for a while and remember that it was from 1970s and 80s or 90s. So, you think that the Irish is this powerful thing, but it's not. IRS is a huge monster for themselves, a huge lazy, slow, dinosaur, you could say. Very slow, lazy dinosaur. Yeah. So I got some good stuff here to see the extent of the irises. Amazing. All. Well, I'll be speaking at the Red Pill Expo, folks, July 9th and 10th in Indianapolis. So that's something that you guys want to check it out. Okay. Okay, here we go. Yep. Okay. I think we're almost ready to get started. Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. I think we're about to get ready to get started, folks. Having a good time. Helping the Americans live free of oppressive taxation and control by freeing you of deception, which frees you of being a slave, a victim, no longer. You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be a slave of the IRS, folks. You can be free. If this Iranian immigrant can do it, so can you, my friends. So, I want to have the cover page of my favorite book covers ever. Start our film hour that we normally do.
It's all zeroed up, Chris?
Yeah, Tom zeroed out, yeah. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And I have great news for all of you folks. The IRS, it's really Satan, that agency that most Americans are afraid of. They are down by 90% plus. I'll show it to you. Wait till the end of the presentation. You're going to get that 90% plus down of the IRS. There, folks, they're going to be gone very, very soon. But the implosion is coming, and you're going to help it. I'm going to help you be free. They're not this powerful monster that wants you to believe, folks, that they are. The Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. Yes, this is your starting point. First, you take the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. And remember, your first step, of course, is based on U.S. government's official website. You have to know for yourself that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And folks, the proof is right here in this 10-minute video. Just watch it and you're storing your freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. There it is. Start right here. However, after you watch this video, you know, you're going to go to step 2. Do your thing that filing a 1040 income tax confession trap is the safest, smartest way to keep the IRS from hurting you. See, that is what the IRS wants you to believe, folks. They got a drum in your head. You have to deprogram yourself, okay? Folks, you got the cartoon says it all right there. You do it yourself. When you put the rope of that 1040 income tax confession trap around your own neck, and let the IRS pull it and hang you. Now, here's the next part. Do you think the IRS is the most powerful government agency that at any time can empty your bank account and steal your money? If you do not file 1040 tax confession traps, well, folks, you know, the fact is they are relying on you to file your returns. That is where substantially all of the revenue increase years comes from. Taxpayers like you file your 1040 tax confession form, because here it is, folks, the Wizard of Oz. This cartoon says it all right there, folks. That's the topic of tonight's Freedom Hour, folks. This cartoon, okay? Okay, they want you to believe that Iris is just a big, powerful Oz. Oh, follow your toxins or else. And here they are, folks. They all are afraid. And down at the bottom, that dog, Toto, it's yours truly, Freedom Law School. Pulling the screens aside, letting you see inside the IRS. You have this, you know, old, slow, low-energy people with a huge backlog of paperwork, with 1960s computer technology, lazy, sleeping, not showing up at the job, folks. That is the real IRS, folks. Mm-hmm. So, folks, we're going to go inside here, click on this cartoon. This is where this page, you're going to see a lot more about this issue, okay? This is where you're going to find all the critical facts. But for tonight, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this topic by going to the taxpayer advocate, the IRS taxpayer advocate, issued a report. And I got more goodies from this report about how IRS is literally imploding from the inside. And bah, we'll be gone. It's a matter of time, folks. Not next year, maybe some years to come, but the ball is already rolling. Here it is, folks, taxpayeradvocate.irs.gov, where you find all the stuff. And taxpayer advocate says at the close of 2021 filing season, the IRS had 35 million returns awaiting manual processing. Think about that, folks. That is a huge number. Baba, you know what's interesting? The report also says that every paper return has to be typed in by a human being. Yes, every number got to be typed in with some human being's fingers on the computers of the IRS. And see, they're not automated like you think everybody else is. They're not. Okay? So here we go in the explanation of the problem. The taxpayer advocate says during their 2021, the IRS received a record 282 million calls. Of those calls, 32 million, or 11%, were answered. That means that, how many folks? That means that 89%, almost 90% of the calls to the IRS were not answered. Yes. Now that's trying to help people. It gets worse. At the end, you're going to get the big one. Save the big 9% for the end for you guys. Okay? Here is another part of the taxpayer advocate report that says that IRS's budget was reduced by nearly 20% inflation-adjusted dollars from 2010 to 2021. That is true. And I've covered that for you guys. Okay? That by 2020, IRS had only about 76,000 full-time equivalent positions, a decrease of about 20% from year 2010. But the IRS used to be over 100,000. Yes, the decrease is even a lot more, okay? Now, and it says that the IRS lost over 33,000 full-time personnel, which included nearly 13,400 key enforcement personnel. Yes, key enforcement personnel. This is between 2010 and 2020. Yes. And as they say, over time, as the IRS staffing declined, the taxpayer population increased. And as changes were made in the tax laws, the tax gap increase the shortages. That's right. See, folks, the IRS employee numbers are down, but the American population has gotten larger. See? And it's a lot when they say they lost 13,400 key enforcement personnel out of 95,000 full-time positions. That is big. That's about 15% of the entire thing, okay? Now, and over the past year, the IRS faced several staffing-related challenges. Yeah, that's right, okay? And largely due to the, you know, pandemic, the IRS saw the lowest telephone service on record. Yep. So, and look at this, folks. The IRS commissioner. Yep, here we go. Here we go. Largely due to pandemics, the IRS saw the lowest telephone service. Yep, on record. And the commissioner declared the status quo is untenable. Yep, exactly. It's not maintainable. It's going to get worse, okay? And they say that if the IRS is not adequately funded, it will face challenges in not only maintaining the status quo, but also in attracting talent and training its employees. That's right. May not get good talent and train good people. And let's go to this chart, folks, because an organization is as good as its people. The IRS predicts that it will have about 5,600 retirements within the next year, right? It has lost about 17,000 employees eligible to retire, which will increase to about 20,000 employees eligible to retire next year. Wow. See, all these positions that will need to be filled to maintain the status quo, in addition to any new hiring, the IRS plans. That's right. Folks, bottom line is the IRS. Look at these numbers, folks, okay? The IRS is leaving, having its almost experienced people leave, yet they may get some new greenies and know nothing. These new people are nowhere as worth it as the experienced people that are leaving and have been leaving. About half of the IRS's employees right now are eligible for retirement, which means for years, IRS has not hired enough people to be able to keep pace as people retire. New people are coming to replace them. They have not done that. So getting a bunch of new people is not enough because there's not enough senior, knowledgeable people to help them. They'll be able to get their job done. Let's go to the next chart. Now, here's the thing. The IRS folks, time to hire, average about 88 days, which means to hire somebody takes 88 days from first interview to hire somebody. In a private enterprise, in comparison, okay, in a private sector, it takes 36 days to hire somebody. In the IRS folks, it takes more than double, 88 days to hire somebody because it's so slow and incompetent, folks, okay? Look at this. The IRS overall our hiring process consists of 5 phases. Oh, my gosh. Okay? 5 phases to hire somebody? I mean, 2 phases is good. 3 phases maximum. Why do you need phases? You know, especially now where there is a very low unemployment and jobs are being unfilled. Jobs are unfilled, and because of this situation, IRS can hire people. You know, they had at Kansas City, Ogden, as well as Austin, Texas, tables at the event to hire 5,000 people, and they hired less than 200. That's right. That was on the street hire too, by the way, right off the bat, okay? And the problem is that the current hiring process remains lengthy and burdensome. Why? Because you got bureaucracies, folks. Bureaucracies are slow, lethargic, inefficient. The IRS's website to find employees doesn't exist. The federal government has a huge website of all the federal jobs listed there, and it's so cumbersome. And IRS has to, put the jobs there like every other federal agency. And to type in the information on 1040 tax forms, those jobs pay $15 an hour. One, we go to IRS as burdensome and get federal government's website, gobbledygook, to look for and get a $15 an hour job. I don't think hardly anybody will do that. That's the way it works. Here I'm in Brooksville, Florida. I'm passing by this money order place called Amscott, right? And there's a sign on the front door hiring right now for $15 an hour, 1-5. For 3 months, the sign is on the door. Still, they haven't filled the job on the front door. Come on, folks, we're hiring. And that's in countryside, small town Florida. You know, you think IRS can fund positions, go through the bureaucracy of the website of the government? I don't think so. So there's more, folks, on this report here. There's another good statistics about foreign support. It's one indication of that, okay? Said that this past year presented extreme challenges at 2021. As the call volume nearly tripled, and only 11% of calls reached a person, okay? And during 2021, the IRS received a record 218 million calls, but only 32 million of those calls were answered. Yep. So in the first half of 2021, fewer than 15,000 employees were available to handle more than 240 million calls. That means one person for every 16,000 calls. Wow. 16,000 people try to reach one person. And the average call the whole time is 23 minutes. But they're actually much longer than that. That's actually not true. It's much longer than that. Here we go. Here's a quote from the report. As the filing season progresses and more taxpayers reach for the phones, I suspect the percentage of calls answered will continue to drop. That's right. Okay. Beyond their responsibilities for providing phone service, the Fed telephone people also assist with IRS processing of the paper inventory backlog that currently comprises approximately of 6 million original returns, 2 million amended returns, 1 million employer quarterly returns, and 5 million pieces of taxpayer correspondence. That's right. Okay. See, these overwhelming demands create a vicious cycle. Customer service people are too busy answering the phones to address their paper backlog, and return processing is delayed as a result. And so this prompts taxpayers to call to ask about the status of the returns, which further swamps the phone lines and pulls customer service representatives away from return processing, perpetuating the spiral of delay. Yep. Yep. That's right. And check this out. It's so bad, folks, now. So bad that the culture is the cottage industry that has sprung up to assist tax practitioners in getting through the IRS. Yes. Yeah, look at this, folks. There are some companies that use automated technology to continually dial IRS phone lines until they finally get through on behalf of the customers. One firm charges up to $1,000 per month for the service. Yeah. Folks, why put yourself at the mercy of the IRS? Why fill out a confession form, 1040 confession trap form, and then try to get to the IRS? Hey, what happened? What happened? Did you get my confession form? Why bother with that? Isn't that not filing it better? And here's Forbes, okay? March 26, 2022. So this article claims that the tax return backlog, IRS has a plan for that. Really? Do they have a plan for that? Well, let's see. The IRS plans to hire 10,000 workers to tackle the backlog of 24 million unprocessed tax returns. Yep, according to plan first announced in January of 2022. Yep, that's right. Folks, IRS is unable to address it, folks. IRS is unable to hire people. And as you read these articles, folks, they make it clear to you that IRS is unable to get its job done. Yep. So, here it is, folks. It's going to take time, folks, for the IRS to hire, onboard, and train these employees. Yep. So, even if they do hire people, the operation changes won't be immediately evident. That's right. Mm-hmm. For this, folks, across all jobs, categories, the public sector needs 25 applicants to land one hire. That's right. The number of applicants needed to ensure a strong hire varies depending on job category. That's right. The bottom line is that the people that are getting are low-quality candidates. They're desperate to get anybody come in there to do anything. They might fill that up, but that doesn't mean to get anything done. Did you know the IRS is the most politically correct organization? Very woke? Oh, yes. The ideal IRS employee is a non-white lesbian woman who's amputee. Because you have all these quotas of, you know, gender and anything except the straight white male who believes in freedom and constitution, the more far away from that, the more they want you. The problem for the IRS is that they're not hiring based upon competence. Like in the private sector, they hire people based upon competence. When they put all these artificial quotas of categories of people, oh, you meet the quota. A category, but they're not competent. Can't get a job done for the IRS. They just sit there and take a paycheck and do almost nothing. Yep, see, folks, here it is, folks. Here's March 5th, Fox Business, IRS to hire 10,000 workers to help with tax return backlog. But like I told you, when they try to hire 5,000 people, they only hired less than 200. So it doesn't matter that they have these wishes and plans. You know, they can't hire people. They're worse than private sector. Remember, private sector jobs fill up faster. You can go to Amscott in Brooksville, $15 an hour, signs on the door, right by the public supermarket. On the door, $15 big. Off the street, people see that, they don't apply. How about the government website, gobbledygook? And you're afraid of these people? You really are afraid of these people? Look at this, folks. Ah, this is what I promised you. I promised you 90%. This chart shows you IRS, an organization, is nearly dead. See, 1970s, IRS became a tax disbursement agency, not its collection. Low-income credit was introduced. If you're married or single with children, they actually give you, at low income, they give you money. But it was not a simple chart. Like child tax credit used to be $1,000, $2,000 later, now $3,000 last year, or $3,600 if it was a young child. The amount of credit you get depends on how many children you have, how much income you have. It's a complex chart. So a lot of mistakes are made by people and the tax returns preparers. So IRS spends about 25% of our resources, according to Tax Advocate, auditing these returns to make sure it's done right. Yes. The IRS can't come after regular people because they want to make sure they're not giving away government money out by mistake. Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC. Then, as you all know, during Obamacare, President Obongo from Kenya, we had Obamacare, right? The guy from Kenya, the claim is American. Congress told IRS, you must penalize people if they don't have a tax return, if they don't have health insurance. And everything related to that was done, controlled by the IRS. IRS had to spend a lot of money to reorient its entire system. Yes, the entire system. So IRS has been bogged down more and more, and it still has the 1960s COBOL and assembly language. That is what the IRS runs on. They have 60 offices, not 4, 5, 10, 60. And in 60 offices, you know how they share information? By mailing papers to each other, by faxing papers to each other, or by sending a copy of the hard disk, ship it to the other IRS office, all 60 of them. There is no central mind at the IRS. It's a hodgepodge of offices, 60 of them, with about 70,000 employees, whatever they might be doing or not. That's what the IRS really is. You got you convinced, the all-powerful God. Okay? Look at this. This is a tax-free advocate. Figure 3.10. IRS levies, liens, and seizures for 2010 to 2021. The top line, the dark blue one, is IRS levying. That means IRS taking your money, your bank account, your paycheck, right? Somebody owes you money. It's the second line from the top. First three lines are 2010. Next three are 2011. The green one is levies. The blue one is liens. The orange one below them is seizures of property, physical seizure of property. Levies are most important when they take your stuff. 2011, it was 3.7 million instances of taking people's money. That's when they go, take your paycheck, take your bank account, empty it out, right? And the chart shows us every year, look at that, every single year just about, it's almost a nearly straight drop of the amount of levies they're doing, a continually steady drop. Now look at the bottom, the very last year, 2021, levies was down to 305,000 for 2021. I'm going to zoom on it so you can see a little bit better, folks, okay? This is just amazing. Here it is, folks. Do you see it better now? 2011, right? Here it is. Okay, you see the second line? 2011. Okay, levies are down to 3.7 million. Right? And notice it's going down every single year. Right? And you go down. Look at that. Continuing. Straight drop. And after 2014, folks, you know, it's been a straight drop pretty much all the way through. Came up a little 2019. Bam! 2020 and 21 even more. Yeah. It's very pathetic. That organization has gone down by over 90%. And people saying this organization is God, that we got them by the colonists, when nothing can be further from the truth. The fact is this, folks, okay, here is the Wizard of Oz, is the true IRS. Remember this cartoon. Share this page with your friends, okay? Two former IRS commissioners, Fred Goldberg and Charles Azadi, proved IRS is 99% bluff. And the IRS is absolutely relying on you voluntarily agreeing to be a tax slave by filing a 1040 income tax confession trap forms and admit you owe the IRS money. And here's the exact quote from the article from Forbes magazine. What's critical here, critical, is that substantially all of the revenue increase does not come from the IRS audits. It's not the IRS audits that give the money. Uh-uh. Money comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file the returns. That's right. Substantial all the revenue I increase. Right, where does it come from? When you file the returns. The 1040 income tax confession form. And you put the burden of proof on yourself. Prove your expenses, your deductions. You get audited. Because there's something to audit. You confess that you received all this money in your business, you have all these expenses. You have this much on your wages, you have all these deductions. They can just pick on it, say, no, prove your deduction, prove your expenses. You have to have all this documentation. You say, oh my gosh, what did I do with this stuff right? Well, you do it right is by not putting a rope around your neck, and don't give the rope to the IRS. There should be no rope at all. Don't file at 1040 income tax confession form. Now, folks, and I'll tell you this. You go to the front page of Freedom Law School's website. Okay, here it is, folks. Step two. When you go to step two, folks, here is some key information. Click on the cartoon, folks, right? And that'll take you to this very eye-opening information about the IRS and not filing. I'm not filing a safe. You go down on this page, folks, okay? After that picture of the judge that went to jail, tax filing judge. Here she is, she went to prison for filing change away tax confession forms, right? That's what gets you in trouble. When you file, those takes away your confession form traps. Here's, folks, you see this fact. Did you know that in 1998, the IRS estimated that there were 63 million Americans who did not file income tax confession trap forms? Yeah, folks. Not me saying it. That's the IRS that says it. How come there are not 63 million non-filers in prison? I mean, if you don't file, you go to prison. Why there are there not 63 million people in prison? Instead, only about 100 non-filers are sent to prison each year. That's it. 63 million, folks. Think about that, non-filers. And to see the proof, the documentation is right there. The link is right there. You can open it up just like me and see it for yourself. Zoom in and you see the IRS, the real paper tiger, will be exposed to you right here. This 1998 letter, case written to Mr. Duane Abel of Oregon. Paragraph 2, it says, based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. Yeah, see? It's right there, folks. 63 million non-filers back in 1996, which is 26 years ago. The number now is probably at least 80 million with the population increase. There's more Americans now, right? Look at this, folks. You think because somebody sends a W-2 or 1099 to the IRS about you, false ones, that IRS is going to get you? Wrong. IRS has all this information about you, but they can't use it. You see, this IRS number is an estimate. Why is it an estimate? The IRS says this estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. Yes, has this information. They know about the W-2. They know about the 1099 form. So why the government give an estimate? They can count all the people out there who have W-2s and 1099s sent to the IRS by somebody else about them. And they know that this many people are below the minimum filing requirement. These people are above it. Count them. I should say the number is 63 million, 124,864 people. Ooh, we count it. Our computers can count who have not filed a 10-4 income tax confession form. Why an estimate? The doggone computers count. If IRS is not equipped to use that information against you, they don't use the W-2 1099s on the system. Okay, they're almost worthless. They don't use nothing on K-1s. They don't do nothing with the K-1s. International 1099s from banks across the globe, they don't even use it. They don't know how to use it at all. They say that in the reports, folks. Yes, that's what they say. I watch, I read about the IRS. Why are you afraid of the IRS? Right? I'm going to show you in a minute why you're afraid of the IRS, folks. It's very simple. The reason you're afraid of the IRS, folks, is shown in this picture. Right here. Are they pushing your buttons? Yes. They have been pushing your buttons, folks. Here it is. Yep. Push a button of fear, shock, anxiety, stress. File early, pay your taxes. The IRS, charismatic preachers, TV personalities, news broadcasters, folks, they all tell you to go ahead. There it is, folks. It's bigger for you to see. Right? And this is a real reason why people file, folks. Because they've been programmed to. Yes, you have been programmed all your life to be a slave. Free your mind, folks. You have to free your mind. I cannot do that for you. You have to do it by yourself, for yourself. So you need to, on your drive to and from work this week and next week, put your smartphone in your car, connect it to your audio system of your car, or put it up there, and let it play. Let it play. Our videos. And educate yourself as you drive to and from work. When you eat with the smartphone and while you enjoy your food, educate yourself and deprogram your mind. Remember the movie Matrix? Was put a thing in the back of his head, opens up the eyes and says, I know Kung Fu. Well, I cannot do that for you. You have to go deprogram yourself at livefreenow.org, our website. This is the source of you deprogramming yourself, okay? Yes, here it is, folks. Let me zoom in, okay? Zoom out. You've got to come here, folks, and start with step one. If you've not done it, do it. Review all the 7 steps here. And there's no law requiring you to file income tax. That filing a 1040 confession form is a dangerous thing you could do. Most dangerous thing is to file a 1040 income tax confession form. Why you don't need to be afraid of the IRS, the Wizard of Oz? You gotta find that out for yourself. Why I'm not in prison after 29 years of not filing income tax, right? I've beaten them. And so can you. The IRS is a myth of a Godzilla. It's actually a little tiny little thing, of lazy, incompetent bureaucrats. I've beaten them, and so is our students. And you can ask questions of the congressman. Ask them. Petition them to show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax. If they show you the law, the letter says, I'll pay my fair share. Just show me when I'm wrong. You are writing not the IRS, but the IRS's boss. IRS is the dog. Congress is the dog's owner. You go to the lawmaker who owns the IRS dog. Say, show me where I'm wrong. I will pay my fair share. Well, if you cannot show me wrong, I'm right. You need to stop these crooks and criminals in the government. IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice, even crooked judges, to stop them from doing all this nonsense. And they can do that. They can get rid of the president and all the top layers of all these corrupt federal institutions, folks. And it's your job to write them and demand them back, okay? If they don't answer you, you're right. You're proven right. Okay, you don't have to pay tribute to the beast, folks. You don't have to be a slave. Okay, it's up to you, folks. It was no accident you came across this video. You were meant to find this presentation. You were meant to live free. And if you want peace of mind, folks, here it is, folks. I can give you a 7-year $1 million guarantee on top of that, folks. Yes. Okay? So with the Royal Freedom Package, folks, basically all you got to do is to lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our 20-plus years old Royal Freedom Package, and Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from leaving your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member. For every single year, you get a separate 7-year $1 million guarantee for 2021, 2022, 2023, separate $1 million guarantee. And there's a standard price for the program for most people. And if you're younger, the younger you are under 35, the price is reduced to make sure that you come out ahead. If you're older, low income, the price is reduced to make sure you qualify, make sure you are ahead. I don't want any of you to get the Royal Freedom Package and not come out ahead. You must come out ahead. And I want you to stop paying your money to the federal mafia. Do you want to work every day? Part of your labor goes to the criminals, the federal mafia? Continue to file income tax. That's what you're doing. When you stop and become a Royal Freedom Package member, you're joining hands with other fellow Americans like yourself, like the Founding Fathers. We're working together, okay? You're honoring me, trusting me to do a better job with your funds and your labor than these criminals at the federal mafia. And I'm going to use your contribution to protect you and reach other fellow Americans. Support good journalists who tell the truth, not the corrupt major media. Do lawsuits for freedom and all the activities, and write petitions to congressmen. Take political action, folks, to return America to freedom. Folks, I came from Iran. We had no freedom of speech there. You criticize the government, you go to prison. For how long, who knows? Anybody knows? No. Where'd the payment go? I haven't seen him for weeks. Maybe tortured. Executed. No jury trial. In America, we have jury trial. Free speech, folks. You can speak up like I am. Why aren't you speaking up? Why aren't you sending our website to your friends and family members and tell them, hey, take the 7 steps to be free of our deception, robbery, and slavery. That's what you want to do. So do it, folks. Okay? The Royal Freedom Package is your participation. And every one of you, the membership price will be dropped. File for an application, scholarship, so that you can afford it and you come out ahead. Every one of you should be a member, and I want every one of you to be a member, working together as Americans. And step 7, folks, it could be the most fun part for you. Some of you looking for opportunity to get ahead in life, love freedom. If you love freedom, folks, all you got to do is step 7. You have an opportunity called the Freedom Opportunity to get paid up to $5 million for each American that you're free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Let them join our Royal Freedom Package. Open your mouth, text, email your friends, and you get paid up to half of the first year membership, up to $5,000 per person cash or crypto tax-free. Yeah, how many of you are low income on Social Security? don't have a decent paying job, right? They pay money to scholarship to afford a program, no problem. I'll let you make payment plans with the Royal Fair Package, just payment plans, and then earn the rest of your membership with referring other people, with commissions for other people. Isn't that a win-win plan, folks? Folks, I'm so excited that they came up with this plan. You know, it reminds me of Art Williams and A.L. Williams, Primerica. How many of you remember Primerica? A.L. Williams, remember? I was with him back in the 1980s. Man, that man did a great job transforming the industry of life insurance. I'm going to do that, A.L. Williams, Primerica, right here, Freedom Law School, and take our country back. Not change the life insurance industry, but change America to freedom. And you are a key part of that. You start telling others. Text our website, livefreenow.org, to your friends. Right now, tonight, text them, 5 people. Email 5 people tonight, our website, and follow up with them a day later. Hey, what'd you think about that? You didn't get to it? No problem. On your drive back home today, what? Listen to it in your car then. Oh, no problem. Tomorrow? How about it tomorrow on your drive to work? Check it out, man. 10 minutes on your drive. That's it. Most people drive more than 10 minutes from their job, don't they? So, folks, we are going to get America back. We're not giving our monies to our enemies in the United States government. IRS, FBI, DOJ, CIA, CDC, I can name all these criminal agencies. You know, they've been hijacked and no longer have America of, by, and for we the people anymore. You know that. So, you want to do something about it? You can. Join Freedom Law School. Start telling others. 7 steps, folks. And let's have you be free and prosperous. Confidence, peace, and joy. And have America be a free country. Prosperity, freedom, and joy again. Time didn't go, so I don't know how much time that took, by the way. Oh, yeah.
It's still at 000.
Yep, that's 000. All right, well, we got to come up and send some of the signal. Maybe you guys can walk around and double check it when you get a chance. Anyhow, folks, let's get your questions, guys. I love meeting you all and answering your questions to help you live free, folks. You can be happy and joyful. See, you don't have to be afraid, okay? So let's do that. Let's put the call number on the screen, okay? And remember, any and all questions you have, I'll answer. If you, by the way, I got a new brochure about the 7-step plan. I'm going to show it to you. 7-step plan to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And you can also try it in a trifold. See? Similar to the one that the steps you see on our website, okay? So here it is, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, see, here it is. Step 5, step 6 and 7. We mail them to you if you want. We will put them on our website for you guys to download this, okay, and pass out to people, let you know. So if you want this brochure, contact us. Okay, let's see who we have calls with questions. Folks, as always, give me only your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your questions. And let's see who we have. What area code calls do we have out there, guys?
Nine seven three caller.
Area code is our first. 971 and 254. Okay, call from area code 971 your first, and then followed by 254 area code caller. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Call from area code 9701, right?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you. My name's Julie, and I found you on Stu Peter's show. Mm-hmm. So a couple of questions I have. The letters that we can print, do we need to print the document separately for each person, or do we send it all as one document?
You have the letter addressed to all three of them, and you send one copy to your House of Representative member and one copy to each of your two senators.
Okay, and when they get replaced in office, send the letters again.
No, you send them only one time is sufficient. Lawmakers, all are lawmakers. It's like judges.
Okay.
It's not the judges today or 20 years ago or 100 years ago. They're all judicial branch. All legislators are lawmakers. They all have access to the laws and the records of it any way they want to answer you. It's their job to tell you what the law is. They write the laws. They tell you what it is on their own websites for you to follow. So, no, one time, letter to your two U.S. senators and your House member is sufficient.
Okay. And for federal funds, like unemployment, student loans, do we have to file taxes because of that, or is that still a no?
Student loans? No, they're just loans.
Okay. And aren't you scared that they're going to change the law and make us all pay taxes when we mail them with these letters?
They cannot. The reason they cannot do that at all in the first place, I've done this. I'm not sure how to find this answer for yourself because this is a very common question that comes up. Okay, if you go to our website at livefreedom.org, okay, let me show you how to get the answer really easy. Okay. Go on to Freedom Hours. You got the typewriter going on. Go on to Freedom Hour, right? On the top right.
Mm-hmm.
You're typing something?
Okay.
Because we couldn't mute you. Mute the background noise you got there typing there?
I'm not typing. I'm watching you on my TV, so I'm not typing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Wait, stop. Okay, all right. It stopped. It's coming up right now. I'll show you. I got a little slow internet. Okay. Here we go. Otherwise, it's not coming. Our website's coming very slowly right now for some reason. Let's see. Let me see if I can close this. Okay. The Freedom Hour link is not coming out very good. Give me another minute, folks, to see what's going on here. I don't know why. It's very slow right now. Okay. I'm going to do a different one. I'm going to go YouTube itself directly, okay? So you can go on YouTube and type in Freedom Law School, as always, to get to our YouTube channel anyhow, okay? You can do it that way on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Search Freedom Law School. Then once it comes up, you go there, okay? Go on the search at the top right and type in 16th or 16. And that, I got several videos on how the income tax was created despite the 16th Amendment. The longest one is 41 minutes. Here we go. This is the one. That's the one. That's the best one. The most good one. 28 minutes, okay? This one is called How Income Tax Was Imposed on Americans Despite the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, okay? So that's the one that I think you're going to want to watch, okay? And what it basically says, I'll tell you, summarize it. America is not a country. America is 50 countries plus one. The union country, you have a union, not a country. Every country is a state. That's why some states had corona lockdowns, some states did not. Because every state is a country, like France and Germany and Italy are part of the European Union, but they're all separate countries. And so the federal government was given Washington, D.C. The United States in law could mean the 50 states together, could mean all the states as in relation with the foreign countries, like in relation to France or Germany or Japan, or could mean Washington, D.C. So the federal government was given complete power over Washington, D.C., and any other federal territory to be independent of the states. So when they wrote the income tax law back in 1913, even way back then, they wrote the law as applying only to Washington, D.C., okay? And that's the thing that you guys got to realize. They always did it that way. Back in my some of my seminars, I went over that. Here we go. On your screen, you can see this thing, okay? That even back then, there's the very first 1913 Act. In his video called Since 1913, Has the U.S. Federal Income Tax Never Applied to the 50 States of the Union? Here it is, folks. That the word state or United States when used in this section shall be construed to include any territory, Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands. See, folks, even way back in 1930, this copy of the law, it never applied to the Union States. The word United States does not mean the 50 states. You got it? United States never meant the 50 states. They cannot change the law because the only way the law could be constitutional, the income tax is 100% legal. It applies to citizens and residents of the United States, which it used to be back then in 1913, in the territory of the United States, Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands. Eventually, all of them came out. Philippine Islands became a country, it came out. Alaska became a state, it came out. Hawaii was added later, it was a territory, came in and out. Only District of Columbia has been left. It never applied to any of the Union states at all. Okay? They cannot change that law because it would be unconstitutional. They know that. Okay? Not to mention it would be admission that all these decades, they illegally rip you off. Okay? They'd rather just deceive you with, you know, because you don't, you know what's going on. You're just following your leaders, what they told you to do. Okay? They cannot change it because of two reasons. Okay? Any other question?
Yep. I do, but I can call back another time. They're not as important, so I'll let somebody else go for you.
All right.
Thank you so much, and bless you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure. We have how many calls? We got your answer, 254. Who else do we have? Two zero nine caller we have, and the other one is from area code 956. Okay. 516. Okay, area code 516. Let's go to call from area code 254. You are live. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hey, Pam. Yeah, Frankie here. I actually heard about you through the America Freedom to Fascism documentary. That was when I first heard your name, but before that, my father actually went to one of your conferences down in Irvine and got all the information there and hasn't paid taxes for about 25 years. So, yeah, I heard about you, you know, when I was a little kid. Anyway, my question is, has in regards to filling out the W-4 for the employer, our employer, and getting pushback from them when trying to claim exempt on that W-4 form. I don't know if the person who's handling that paperwork at the company is either incompetent or just ignorant in regards to being able to claim that. Did you get that?
Yes. Well, here's the problem. Most often, companies stop withholding from your paycheck, no problem. But once in a while, you have incompetent people, idiots, secretaries that don't know nothing about nothing. They say no to you because they get scared. That's something that can be handled one by one. There's no way I can give you a standard answer to handle someone's emotions and someone's fears. So it's got to be handled one-on-one. Okay, that's why you want to be a Royal Freedom Package member, so we can give you assistance and tailor make it to your company's particular situation and the people and politics there. Okay?
Okay, very good.
Is there a reason, let me ask you, Frankie, you know about us, why haven't you not joined the Royal Freedom Package yet? Because the cost is no longer a problem. We'll let you make payment plans. We dropped the price for younger people. What has helped, what held you from joining the Royal Freedom Package, Frankie?
Oh, so initially, I was a Royal Freedom Package member last year. I still am. It was just trying to get more information about, out to other people watching too, just in regards to having that first conversation with your employer and, them giving you pushback. Because, when I bring it up to my friends or, other people, one of their first questions is they're concerned with claiming, just the fear behind it, but also they don't want to come forward with saying that they don't pay taxes. And they eventually will have to when they go to their employer and say, hey, I want to claim exempt. And then I've heard about people getting pushback from that aspect. I was just wondering how, if there isn't a generic way, but you're saying it's like a one case by case scenario, you'd have to do that.
Yeah, there's no one size fits all answer. And remember, folks, we're so miseducated by the public school system, government schools. Folks, you all pay taxes. Besides income tax, you pay sales tax, you pay gas tax, you pay DMV taxes, and you pay property tax yourself or your landlord through EBCHAR as that's your rent. So income tax is only one form of taxation. You pay all the taxes that you're liable for, all of them. You just don't pay income tax that you don't owe. That's all. So you got to clarify for people about that when things come up. You want to educate them about this stuff. And if you are, I'm not sure if you still are a Royal Freedom Package member or not, but look, you get an unlimited consultation help with this stuff, Frankie. Call us. We'll help you with that process. That's what you've been a member for. You get unlimited consultation, unlimited help with no hourly charges at all. We do everything
what
for you.
Yes. What would be like a standardized way of addressing a conversation with your employer in that regards?
There is no conversation. You fill out the form, turn it in. So what do you say? You get a pushback. What does that mean? They go to you and they push your shoulder back. I mean, I don't know what you mean by pushback. That pushback means different things at different times in different situations. So that's what we're going to go over that exactly. I'm sure you don't mean that somebody stood there and pushed you back. See, what does it mean by pushback? That's what we got to go over. And that's why, as a Royal Freedom Package member, you get unlimited help with any IRS-related issue so we can make a custom, proper analysis and help for you to get the result you want.
Okay,
I told
very
you.
Very good. Yes.
I don't want
to thank
you for clarifying. Unless you come out ahead, unless it saves you money. You see what I'm saying? The Royal Freedom Package membership should not cost you money. No, no, no. I don't want it to cost you money. I want to save you money. Look, some of you maybe need a little reminder on this thing because it's easy to forget this stuff, okay? I'm going to take you to our website, okay? Go under education materials. To how much are you giving the IRS? This is something that people forget, okay? When you go there, you see charts. Were you single self-employed, single employee, married employed, or married self-employed? Now, you're a single employee. Is that right, Frankie?
Yes.
So single. I'm going to click on that. At $40,000, $50,000, $70,000, $100,000, or $200,000 income, I show you how much you're paying income taxes and Social Security taxes and total taxes. How much do you make a year, Frankie? Close. Approximately.
80,000.
Okay. There you go. So 80,000. You make at 70,000 income taxes about 85, 75. This is 2019 tax rates. You pay about 5,000 plus in Social Security taxes, 14,000 total. So So you see the number for 100,000. So if you extrapolate that at 80,000, your income taxes are clearly over $10,000 a year. Okay? And so with that part, we can easily stop, my friend. So if he's saving you $10,000 a year, why don't you take a little bit of that for us to help you to do that and do it safely and correctly? If you want that to happen, we can help you by following the law as written by Congress. I don't expect you to do it all by yourself or know it all. You know, why not let us help you? Okay, let's go to our next caller from America 209 from Central California. Your first name, my friend, your first name, and how you heard about us. You're live.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hello, Payman. Yeah, my name is Fred, and I'm calling from Stockton, California. I've heard about you guys from, I don't know exactly when, but just as the last caller, Freedom to Fascism was one that began to open up my eyes, you know, shortly after 9/11, and has led me since 9/11 to just an incredible journey of finding out how corrupt and how basically evil our government systems and agencies are. I don't know exactly when I came across you guys. I think I have communicated with you guys in the past. But my current situation is that I do have a California state tax bill. And I was about to send back an acceptance letter to them based on the condition if they can I forget because there's so many conditions that I've come across. If they could accept the voucher, you know, which is opens up a whole new door, right? Because there is
All that you heard, Fred, all that you heard about acceptance for value, all this stuff is baseless legal theories. And there's so many of these baseless legal theories out there, Fred. Let me name a few for you and everybody else. Acceptance for value, agent, notice the principal, straw man, redemption, name in capital letters, my birth certificate was captured and monetized, bankruptcy of the United States, HR 192, UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, statutory maritime admiralty jurisdiction versus common law jurisdiction, not using zip code on my mail, the Buck Act, state citizen, sovereign citizen, U.S. national, revocation of election. Have you heard any of these arguments?
That's quite a list you just ran through. Yeah.
Guess what?
Hello?
They're all garbage. Garbage.
Really?
G-A-R-B-A-G. Garbage. They're all baseless. I've seen people for 30 years. This is all black hair.
So there are no people, payment, no disrespect intended. I'm just trying to get clarification. No disrespect, sure. And if anything, I give you kudos for what you do trying to help people. But I have looked into it. I've dealt with different organizations, and I've seen that people are. There are some people, but I guess it just comes down to who you associate yourself with and sticking to one idea, if you can call it that, or one principle that actually works. Because there are people, right? You yourself, right, in your video, say 63 million people at last count, you know, don't pay taxes. I find it hard to believe that all of those 63 million people are just free and clear just because they don't file there's got to be different reasons that they are, you know, they are not paying, you know, dues to the corruption that's going on around us.
Many of them have withholding, but don't file. I didn't say that. The letter does not say that they don't pay. Many of them have withholding and don't file. But the thing is that, look, the thing is that to what happened in your case, you did not, you were given an opportunity, always given an opportunity, to challenge the tax proposal. That's 60 days to challenge the proposal of California. You did not know to challenge them. You did not challenge them. That's what happened there.
If I could jump in there, that was, I spoke to one of your employees there. I did respond with different documents. One specifically, you know, it was several pages long that brought up several issues, you know, OMB numbers, classification, you know, estate tax, all of that. But I never went to the protest section. I sent it to the individuals who sent me the original notices. And I guess that's where my, you know, my first mistakes were. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not exactly, because I'm sure what you did, but apparently you did not do the hearing request correctly or properly somehow. That's why you lost the chance to challenge them and attacks of them become final. Okay, so there's no challenging right now without filing a tax return with California or, you know, pay the tax and sue for a refund of it. Or you may want to leave the International Communist Republic of Mexicana. Everybody's leaving that doggone.
I didn't catch. I'm sorry, Payman. I didn't catch the last part of that. My options now since I... Say again?
Your options are file a California 540 form, tax form, to reduce the amount of the tax and penalties.
I didn't catch the number of the form, Payment. I'm sorry.
California tax form is 540. Okay.
Okay.
California income tax form. Or pay the tax, sue for a refund of the tax. Or don't pay them. Or leave the state. Leave the corrupt International Communist Republic of Mexicana.
You know what? I have friends that I used to work with. I was a correction officer in Santa Clara County, and they moved out of state a while ago, and they're still getting harassed by California state taxes. You know, it's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, because... with the understanding that as a citizen, you know, as a person or individual, you know, the definitions, legal definitions, are if you're a federal employee or reside in Washington, D.C., that they can still get away with this. It's just mind-boggling. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
America's not a country. Hold on. America's not a country. We have 50 different countries in union, like Florida.
Right.
Right. Number one state in is Florida. Okay, we have no state income tax, most freedom. Okay, we have very minimal laws that stopped it. Well, California is one of those communist totalitarian regimes.
Agreed.
They forced child to be vaccinated by force from the get-go.
Yes.
Okay. So the system is broken. They do not have an independent judicial system. For example, it's gone. The communists own the governor. Every major office in California is run by communists. I am a liberal in the traditional sense. They are not liberal. They are communist. They want the community, society.
I agree.
To make decisions for you as a slave master. You are a slave for your own benefit, of course. So
you
are a freedom speaker. I left that communist republic. Why haven't you?
Yeah.
Why stay in there?
Yeah.
You can vote with your feet. Just walk out of the state. You have 49 other countries in this union to choose from. Nevada, Texas, Florida, many others.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Payman. I agree. And I understand.
Thank you. Then Stockton. And much nicer neighborhood with much lower crime and graffiti than Stockton.
Yeah. Oh,
There's a property. There's down the street. $15 an hour they hire you. $1.5 an hour right off the bat on the fly. In a low-cost country place with no traffic, no smog, no crime, and not even graffiti.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? No graffiti even. You walk 2 o'clock in the morning in the street and feel completely safe. You have to go to Palo Alto in your area to get a safe neighborhood like that, don't you? A very rich area, not here.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Fred?
I was speaking with Darlene earlier, and I told her about what my because the payment is due next week, I think Tuesday or something, and I had seen because of what you mentioned earlier, House Joint Resolution, 133, and there is no money of account, the whole issue of negotiable instruments, that you can return a bill, a voucher.
No. That is baseless legal theories floating around the freedom movement. And you can see no proof of actual victories by using that garbage theory. Stop believing all this stuff like it's religion. It's not religion. Either stuff works or it doesn't work, okay? Look, I'll give you examples, okay? Here it is. You see Freedom Law School under, for example, victories, right? Yeah, here we go. Here's victories. You can go see these are actual documentation. Okay, I'll show you one of them. Number two. This is my own. IRS came after me with 13 years of taxes of $663,000. It was started in December 2009, and I had them beat, okay? And the whole thing was removed, okay? Here, I'm going to open up the document. Officially, IRS withdrew the $663,000 of liens. Here, let me zoom in a little bit more for you. See that? They remove it. The liens, okay? I'll show it to you right here. Here it is. Do these people that gave you all this hatred mythology have victories like this? Here's a letter written to me from IRS office in Cincinnati, Ohio. You see that, right? And it was written on the top right, December 29, 2011, by IRS employee Cindy Morris, addressed to me on the left side, Payman Motahede. And it says the first paragraph. The Internal Revenue Service previously filed a notice of federal tax lien against your property. See, previously called a lien against me, tax lien. This notice is being withdrawn. See, they've withdrawn it. Second paragraph, enclosed is a copy of Form 10961C, withdrawal of filed notice of federal tax lien that we mailed to the local recording office for filing. Okay? See, this is actual. You can sign by the computer person there. Easy. I'm going to show you that. Just scroll down. So the actual, here it is. Department of the Treasury. Internal Revenue Service withdrawal of filed notice of federal tax lien. You see on the left center, my name, Payman Motahede. Right? You see now on there?
Uh-huh.
All kind of tax. Tax period ending. See that? On the right side unpaid balance of these taxes, and you see it all add up to $99,150.85 filed in San Bernardino. This is actual proof. Not the garbage case of mythology people fool around and believe they're like it's religion. What else? I got another call with a question. You got a question?
I don't know. I'm in such, you know, unfortunately, financial straits. And this is due, you know, like I said, Tuesday. So I can probably pay that, but that's going to, you know, just put me deeper. It's just an ugly situation.
Stop. How much does Clem owe you? You owe them.
It's almost $4,300.
Okay, listen.
Doesn't sound like a whole lot, but you know, I'm retired. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
Call them. Let them make. They will make for you a small payment plan, $25 a month, $100 a month. You're retired, you're low income. They are very good at doing that. They may, because if you're low income, have you listed as uncollectible. How much a month is your gross income from all sources, roughly?
So you're saying to call them now, and negotiate basically a payment plan?
That you can do that, and if your income is low enough, let me leave you alone. If you're low income, I need you to answer my question. How old are you?
I'm 64. I get a pension from CalPERS, as I was. I worked for the county of Santa Clara.
A number
right now, 560, from take home, after my insurance is taken out, which is huge. Let me see, 553. So, 60, maybe, I don't even know for sure. It's no more than 70,000. A year, but you know, I'm the single learner at home. I got a wife who's ill. She's not on disability yet, but I've been contemplating that because she's you know, pretty much disabled. So I can't work part time as much as I used to. I used to do Lyft on the side to kind of make ends meet. But I've just gotten deeper and deeper in debt. My credit cards are maxed out, and, you know,
situation. Call the FDB and tell them your financial condition and your wife's health condition, your low income. They might leave you alone because you're low income to begin with. The one thing the California Franchise Tax Court is good at is when you're older, retired, you have a sick wife and all that stuff, they got a heart for that. They let you make you pay maybe $25 a month or leave you alone. Yes, they're good at that.
Okay.
So that's the one place they got. Yes.
Payment. God bless you, man. Thank you for all your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Bless you. Hope you do well, my friend. Hope your wife can get into her very soon. All right, brother. I love you, my friend. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. I love you too, man.
You're welcome, brother. Let's go to a call here for 5-6, followed by which other calls we have. Any more callers? Well, 516 and 423 area code. Okay, call for America 516. You are live. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then question, please.
Hey, Payman, thank you very much for all that you do. My name is Randy, and I heard about you through Irwin Schiff, and yeah, following you for 15 years. My question is, in New York State, I received pandemic unemployment assistance, PUA. Now, do you have to pay taxes on that and file?
I suppose from the state of New York?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure New York can tax the money they gave you. But as far as the federal
right,
goes,
you have to pay it.
No, because it came from New York. Yeah, and the money did not come from performing functions of federal public office, nor are you a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Is that correct?
Right. It was state and federal pandemic unemployment assistance.
No. The money, first of all, I don't know exactly what you got. So without seeing the paperwork, I cannot give you a 100% answer because people misrepresent things unintentionally when they call me. So, but the way I understand it is that the federal government gives a grant of money to states like New York, and New York is the one that pays it out. So it doesn't matter the money came originally from the government, federal government, doesn't matter. State of New York gave that money to you. So state can tax you. You're still not liable for income tax because the federal income tax applies to who? Only the citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. and federal workers. That is it. From France, Germany, New York, Florida, Texas, you'll no federal income tax. Got it?
Okay. Because half of it, $300, came from the federal government and like $150 came from the state.
Look, without taking a closer look at what you got, I can't give you any further opinion. I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
You may want to do one of my private paid consultations so I can see what you got because his labels don't mean anything. I need to look into it further. You got $150,000? That's a quite a bit of money. I thought maybe you got paid $10,000 or $20,000. $150,000 is a lot. So I have to take a closer look at that. You may want to do one-on-one private consultation with me, my friend.
All right, now, who do I call for that?
You don't call nobody. You go to our website at livefreenow.org, I'll show you, okay? And then on the top of the page, there is a link called under home, okay, is Get Quick Help under home. You go to Get Quick Help, and that tells you instructions. Basically, you fed the funds for one-hour consultation, $300 to Freedom Law School, along with your paperwork, so that I can look at what you got going on and analyze it with you on the phone for an hour to see what's going on, what to do.
Awesome.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Randy. We have another caller now from area code 423. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, Paymon. This is Alan. I heard about you on Red Pill.
Which one?
The one in Louisiana last year.
Okay, got it, huh? Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I was wanting to ask you about the withholding forms for and the employers. Business that I work for, we have a digital or automated system. We fill out the form on the computer, and we don't actually speak with anyone in HR, but there's still the section on there for you fill it out and sign it under penalty of perjury, and you can't. There's no space for including your saying I'm signing it under duress. Would it still be worth going to an individual in HR and giving it to them, or just doing it online anyway, or on their system?
If they force you to do it online, you fill it out online with the restrictions they give you. Then you fill one out yourself at home, like the one that we have, and you send mail that with certified mail to the legal department or head of payroll department of the company. The legal department is even better. Okay, by certified mail, keep a copy of what you send them along with the certified slip to have proof that you send that to them. And in a cover letter, you tell them, look, I wanted to do it this way, but the computer forced me straight-jacketed me into this square peg I didn't belong. So
right.
I do the way because this is what I wanted to do that the computer would not let me.
I got you. Okay, sounds good. I'm probably going to let y'all do that. I'm planning on joining the Real Freedom Package there. But when I get around to it, I do have another question though, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything, but I recently heard y'all's, a couple years ago, a video of yours between you and Larry Becraft. He came on your show and spoke. Anyway, I've since gone to his website, and there is a section there. It's talking about bad ideas for not filing, and one of them was claiming to be non-resident aliens for tax purposes, and he lists a couple U.S. court cases that suggest that the argument was rejected. But obviously he knows you and he's talked to you since he's put this on the website, and I was trying to figure out if I'm not understanding the difference there between what he's talking about. And,
well, one thing every website you find, I need to find the link about that issue, exactly what he's referring to.
Okay.
What is there an article? I gotta look at that.
Okay,
but I can tell you this.
Well, I have Benny's information. I can email it to him if you like, or would you like me to get it to you over there?
You know, he's very familiar with it with Larry Becraft and our research together. That's not a problem. Yeah, call him about that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right, very good, my friend.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Alan. My pleasure. Thank you for calling. You have any other callers? That is it. There's one person, I understand. No? On the chat. Okay. Oh, on the chat. I know it's not related. Just asking around. Okay. After being considered an essential employee, I was fired last year for not taking the poison shot. Do you know a good lawyer that could help sue my former employer and sue the criminal Biden regime? Well, yes and no. I do know some lawyers, but it depends on what state you live at. You see, so because remember, a lawyer can practice in a state that he's licensed in, because America, again, is how many countries? 50 plus one countries. Okay, let me know what Corey, what state are you from? Type it in. So depending on the state, you should have a lawyer that either has a license to practice bar in your state, Maryland. Okay, I do not know a lawyer in Maryland, but some lawyers like Larry Becraft, you know, he might know a lawyer in Maryland that could technically adopt him, what they call pro hac vice, adopt him. And let Larry do all the work, you know. So you may want to call Larry Becraft. I'll give his number, okay? See if he can take up your case, because he does that, okay? His number is 256-533-2535. Write it out again, 256-533-2535. He's in Alabama, but he may know lawyers in Maryland that can work with him to sue the employer. And hope you do it. I wish you lots of success. Okay, I want you to win. Okay. Let's see. Now, Richard asked the question. Let me answer this question here. If you stop filing after 25 years of filing, will you be on their radar instantly? No. This is one of the most common questions to come up with. Look, IRS already, back in 1996, said, they guesstimated there were 63 million non-filers. 63 million! They can't keep track of the American people, folks. They'll not be able to see you and say, this is Richard. Okay, this is Corey. And that's Dave. That's Charlie. There's no person watching you. So it's not like they're going to notice and say, hey, guys, listen, Charlie, David, Steve, look. Corey here used to follow up. You stop. Let's get a team together. Nancy, hey, George, Robert, go. One of you go out and see what's going on with them. No, if they had the manpower, they would go after many people who have not filed all these years and decades. No, they don't come after you because they notice you. They will not notice you. They don't know what happened to you. You might have died. You might have stopped working. Maybe you went to a religious mission to Africa or South America. Maybe you're in hospital sick. Maybe you just decide not to work this year. Who knows? No, they will not notice you. You're fine. Okay? All right, Richard, I look forward to speaking to you one-on-one about your personal situation in more detail. That's a good way to go. Okay? Do you have any other questions? All right. All right, guys. So basically, the bottom line is you are the one that holds the key to your freedom, not me. No. You know, I believe in live and let live and live and love. That's my motto. Live and let live, live and love. Have a good time. Enjoy life. Be kind to each other. Keep your agreements. Treat people with not kindness and respect. That's me. And I want you to have your life to be free, the world to be free. But in America, you have the choice. You have the power to free yourself. So what you want to do, folks, is go, and if you have not done so, go to our website at livefreenow.org and start really educating yourself. That's the trick. You need to start from there. If you watch my videos, that's not good enough. Start from the front page of Live Free Now. Take the 7 steps below to live free of Irish deception, robbery, and slavery now. So review all these 7 steps on the front page first. Okay, go through them, read them pretty quickly, but thoroughly. It's very short. Understand the overview. Once you do overview of the 7 steps, then what you do is you go back and go through each of these 7 steps one at a time. Watch the videos, read the pages on the 7 steps, okay? Click on the cartoons, go read all that stuff. And step by step, you'll find that, oh, yeah, I see, I get it, yeah, I'm not a person required to file income tax because I'm not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or a federal worker, and I'm no longer going to put a rope around my neck, a chain, and give it to the IRS. No way. And I'm not the weak that the government and the media has programmed me to believe. Okay? I'm deprogrammed myself of the lies. I'm out of the matrix of deception. I can see it. I have the power. I can be free. And I can win too. And you join hand with others like yourself, like the founding fathers did, folks. Benjamin Franklin told the founding fathers, gentlemen, we shall hang together, be more powerful than win, which they did. Or we shall hang separately. That's why you want to get together with Freedom Law School. Through us, you join hands with others. And together, we're much more powerful together. Start your journey to freedom right now and tell others, folks. Send our website, when you get off this Freedom Hour, by text to 5 people and email 5 people. That's it. Not 10 or 20, just 5. 5 texts, 5 emails. Hey, take the 7 steps. If you're free of Irish deception, robbery, slavery now, have some fun. I'll give you my love. I'll be back with you next Thursday night for another recording edition. I'll free them all, school's free them hour. Okay. Let's see. We have the second.